Well, good morning, everybody. We are GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. On the show today, Grand Forks Police Department. It's Jay Farmer, John May Jr. also on the show. We're going to be talking about the Impact Academy RideLCars.com car wash give back event. And we'll be doing that in just a couple of minutes. Your show today brought to you by Score. Would you like to get a better grasp of how to save money and improve your credit score? Or maybe you want to start a new business, or maybe you're looking to buy a new house. Check out the Personal Growth Learning Series webinars hosted by Score and U.S. Bank. Simple steps to starting a business coming up this Thursday. That's the 22nd at 4 o'clock. And Telling Your Story to Increase Sales, October 29th at 4. Now, these one-hour sessions are free. You can register for one webinar or both of them if you want to. Call 701-746-5851. Personal Growth Learning Series presented by Score and U.S. Bank. You know, all of the SBA's programs and services are provided to the public on a non-discriminatory basis. Reasonable arrangements for persons with disabilities will be made if requested at least 2 weeks in advance. Well, before we get going with the show, time for our daily segment, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go. A policeman called me. I told me that my dogs were chasing people on bikes. And I told him, my dogs don't even own bikes. What?
I got nothing. I think I saw that somewhere before.
Well, you probably did. You know, not all of my neighbors' jokes are that fresh.
For some reason, we're lagging again, too. I mean, our audio is just fine, but...
Oh, boy, that's not good.
I think we got to get a hold of Midco or something.
No, again?
Yeah, apparently.
All right, well, let's try to troop on through this, and hopefully everything's going to be good. First off, we met you, Jay Farmer, at... what school were we at again? What do you do?
I'm a school resource officer.
Yeah, and
it was at Kelly.
That's where it was. Okay, yeah. I'll leave it at that. Tell us about yourself.
Okay, I've been with the Grand Forks Police Department for about 4 years. Prior to that, I was a trooper in Washington State for almost 10. This is my third year as being a school resource officer here in Grand Forks.
Mm-hmm.
So I am responsible for Schrader Middle School, and I have Kelly and Viking Elementary Schools.
Okay, okay. And who's the principal over there? You buddies with Mike?
Mr. LeMoyne?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Mr. LeMoyne. Yeah, shout out to Mike.
Funny story, he was actually my fifth grade teacher.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Oh, what a great guy.
Yeah, he is a good guy.
Man, what a great guy. We had him on the show, took him catfishing, had a lot of fun. Okay, now you, John May Jr., tell us about yourself.
I went to the Impact Academy twice in a row.
Mm-hmm. Been kind of hooked on the whole thing ever since, or what?
Yeah.
It's yeah?
Just inspiring. I love doing it. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. What grade are you in right now?
Ninth grade, freshman.
Freshman at?
At Central High School.
Okay. Okay. Do you always talk this much? Come on, man. I'm just trying to break the ice here a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, Jay, before we get into why you're here, why did you come back from out west? What brought you back to Grand Forks?
Well, it's where I'm from. You know, they always say you come back to where you start. But I moved away. It was going to be a couple years. It ended up being 13. Have a ton of niece and nephews right in town. So instead of flying back to Grand Forks four or five times a year,
mm-hmm.
Thought it'd be better just to move back.
You know, it's kind of funny because when I was young in radio, all my life growing up, I wanted to move away from here. So I moved out to California. It lasted about a year and a half, and it took me about a month and a half to figure out how I really did miss the Midwest. And it seems like we're seeing more and more of that. Kids grow up. They can't wait to get out of town, and they get out of town for a couple of years, and lo and behold, they come back.
Yeah, it's a great place, especially now that I have kids. This is where I want to raise my family and mm-hmm. Have them be near their grandparents, and that's what it's all about.
Good call. Are you really a Packers fan?
Negative.
Oh, I thought I saw something on social media. You were a fan of the Packers.
Well, that could have been a picture that I was forced to hold a Packers mug
because
I lost a bet.
Okay. You know,
obviously, the Vikings can't beat anybody. So I was forced to carry a Packers mug around school for a month.
For a whole month?
Yeah.
Who'd you lose the bet to? You can give me the first name.
Yeah, Jeannie.
Okay.
Vosacek. She's a teacher there.
Oh, sixth
grade teacher. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
A big diehard Packer fan.
And if the Vikes would have won, she would have had to carry a Vikings cup.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Okay. I do want to ask you one more thing. And again, it's just I learned a lot about you here in the last couple of days. You are in the NASCAR racing, NASCAR Hall of Fame. Correct?
Correct.
And I don't ever remember you racing at Talladega or anything, but just tell us how that all worked out.
A huge race fan. You want the quick version, I hope?
Whatever. I just think it's a story that needs to be told. It's an awesome story.
Yeah. Okay, so I was a trooper in Washington. Routine day, I was working. A call came in that a car had veered off the highway into a lake. I was closest, probably 10 miles away. As I get closer, I find out that there's actually somebody in the car, potentially drowning. So when I get there, there's a bunch of bystanders on the shore wondering what to do. This car is sinking about 200 feet out into a lake. You can see just the roof of the car. So the short version, me and a bystander, we swam out there. Could hear the guy gurgling underwater. It was a pretty close call. We ended up getting him out, pulling him back to shore. Everything was fine. It was a medical problem. Once he came to, went to the hospital for some hypothermia, obviously. This was in the fall. So with that, I was nominated, by my sergeants, lieutenants in Washington for some life-saving awards. Of course, I didn't want to be nominated, but it wasn't my choice. They were my bosses and they wanted to do that. So I was, awarded some different, accolades and traveled around the country telling the story, went to New Orleans. And while in New Orleans, I met up with company named or called Whelan Engineering. They make light bars and sirens for police cars. And they have an annual award. So with my first award, then came another award, Everyday Heroes, and that is located in the NASCAR Hall of Fame. So every year they award either a law enforcement officer or a firefighter this life-saving award. Lo and behold, I became an even bigger fan of NASCAR. I've been to the Hall of Fame a few times. I go to a few races. I try to go to one race a year and just met a ton of wonderful people because of that.
You know, you do not like to talk about yourself, do you?
I don't.
No, I mean, it's
very difficult.
You know, you saved a person's life. You jump into a lake. It's obviously not very warm out. And you act like it was just taking the garbage out to the curb. I mean, you act like it, there's nothing to it, but you're a good cop, aren't you?
Well, you know, and 99.9% of us are.
Exactly.
And I just happened to be on duty that day, and I truly believe any other officer, trooper, deputy, they would have done the same thing.
Sure.
And I've said that since day one. It's what we do. It's what we signed up for. If I would have got to that scene and 50 people are looking at me to do something and I wouldn't have done that, that would have been probably a much different outcome.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't be in the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
No, probably not.
Okay.
You've got to have a lot of guts, too. I mean, I wouldn't even jump in a lake with my shoes on. I'd be afraid I'd drown, you know, jumping in with all that gear on.
Yeah, I guess the hardest part of that whole thing is, obviously, I had to strip down, you know, to my duty pants and a T-shirt. I had to pick the most trustworthy guy up on shore to hand my duty belt to.
I suppose.
There was about an 80-year-old truck driver standing there, and so I handed it to him.
Yeah,
said, you got to keep this for me until I get back.
And then, how do you explain to your wife when you get home? Hey, how come you're so wet?
Right. Yeah, that did happen.
Yeah, I can just, you know, just kind of visualize this, and it just seems like something you'd see like in a movie.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's
pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And this is the way we look at law enforcement officials. You would all do it. We here at GFBS, we appreciate what you guys do and keep up the good work. By the way, if anybody wants to call any questions or anything for Jay or John, John May Jr., feel free to call us up. 701-213-0863 is our phone number. Let's see, Jim, Gene, Tim, Ryan, Terry, Andy, Kaylee, but you were the one there. And should be acknowledged for that. Great story. True hero. How about that? Got a lot of people watching. Ryan Corbett, thanks for watching us. Okay, now, Jay, tell us exactly what is the Impact Academy?
So the Impact Academy, this was started a little over 2 years ago. This officer, Thorlacius, and I, she couldn't be here today. She's stuck in quarantine. But her and I created a summer program, and basically that's all that was given to us by our administration. We need a summer program for kids. Go. And that's what we had. We had zero budget. Didn't have a name. So this is something that we've come up with from the ground up. She's also a school resource officer at South.
Mm-hmm.
So we have access to all these middle school kids in town, students, and we thought we needed something for them to do in the summertime. So we came up with the name Impact Academy. That stands for Integrity, Maturity, Partnership, Accountability, Community, and Tenacity. That's kind of what we run our program on. So it's basically a youth summer academy for these middle school kids.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do during the academy? I mean, you probably don't play pickup basketball games or soccer or anything like that. You try to, maybe these kids have an interest in being in law enforcement? Is that how this kind of works? And you kind of gear it towards that, or am I way off here?
Well, I mean, we do gear it towards that in a way, but we also are playing soccer and pickup basketball.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know, what we're trying to do is to build trust in these students, teach them how to be role models.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that leads to something down the road to be in law enforcement, so be it. But this is something they can use for the rest of their life.
Sure.
We're getting them involved in the community and being involved in volunteering, volunteer work, help them see the impact of their choices and decisions.
Yeah, and get them away from the Xbox for a while.
Well, that's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we're not picking kids that are troublemakers by any means.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people are thinking that. We are handpicking these 20-some students, kids that we see as being potential role models and leaders in the community,
mm-hmm.
Giving them something to do in the summer. And I'll let John talk about some of the things that we have done, but we're doing everything from planting gardens and weeding it every day to serving lunches at the parks for all the other students in Grand
Sure. Parks. Yep. And you know, the thing is, I've done a ton of volunteer work in my life, and that's one of those things at the end of the day, you feel awesome about doing it. And John May Jr., I'm going to be coming to you next here, but first off, if you're one of the people out there that have maybe been putting off like a remodel, or maybe you want a new garage built, or you know what, maybe you need a new bathroom or kitchen, and she's getting mad at you. You get a hold of Executive Properties. They do all types of commercial and residential work. I mean, they do everything. Kitchens, bathrooms, doors, siding, concrete, cabinets, trim, tile. I think you get the picture. Executive Properties. Here's what they do. They come in, they take the time to talk to you and find out how you want the work done. And then they're going to do it the way you want it, and they're going to do it probably better than you've ever imagined it could be. They've got over 30 years experience. Barry Romo got a great crew over there, and they offer some great discounts too, senior and referral discounts. They're willing to work with any budget. And if you didn't know, Executive Properties does snow removal too, and there's snow in the forecast for this week. So maybe you want to get a hold of them for your general contractor needs. Call them up, Executive Properties, 701-330-1273. You can go to their website, executiveproperties.org. They have got some awesome reviews on Facebook and Google. So between Facebook, Google, and executiveproperties.org, you can check out some of their pictures too. They are your one-stop company that can do it all. Check them out, Executive Properties. Here we are back with Jay Farmer and John May Jr. from the Impact Academy. John, how did you ever get involved with the Impact Academy?
First off, I had a friend in middle school who asked me if I had signed up for it yet, and I told him no, and he handed me a paper, and I filled it out, and I entered in for it, and we went together, and honestly, it was a great decision. I love doing it. It's just...
What's some of the favorite things you've done with the Impact Academy? One of those deals when you went, man, that was cool.
I want to say it was... we did car washes. We raised a bunch of money, and then we, you know, just worked our butts off. We got it all done. We raised all this money, and then we went to Hugo's, and we just started handing it all out. And
wow.
We had people coming up to us, like, crying and giving us hugs. Like, we just, you know, made their week.
How good does that feel?
It brought me to tears.
Yeah, and people don't realize that until they go out and do something like that, how cool that is. Now, do you have aspirations of being in law enforcement? I mean, you're only a freshman in high school, and I'm sure people are already asking you what you want to do when you grow up or whatever, but have you ever thought about law enforcement?
Yes, I have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, you sound pretty serious about it.
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, good. I mean, we need more good cops out there. There's no doubt about it.
So when they go to the academy, are they working with officers, or is it just kind of...
It's just Officer Thor and I.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's basically how a day would start is we have a home base, the Blue Line Club. Park District's a huge supporter of us. So our home base is the Blue Line Club. These 20 kids would meet there every morning, 9 o'clock?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. 9 o'clock, and we would... We'd have the schedule planned out for the whole year, so we knew what we were doing. They knew what we were doing, but that's kind of where we took off from. Transportation was a huge struggle for us. So everywhere we went, we either took the city bus, which City's Area Transit generously donated passes for all of us whole summer, or we got on our bikes. Because every day at noon, we would have to be to a certain park in town to hand out these lunches that St. Joe's puts on.
Oh, sure.
We would start our day there, and it was just Officer Thor and I and these 20 kids, and that's kind of what we did. We went on several tours of different businesses in town. Rydell's did one. We got to see the toy Rydell's. Shop, I think.
Oh, the toy it. Shop yep. is bad, isn't yep. it? That is
one
cool.
of these guys' favorites. Mm-hmm. We went out to Cirrus, to PS Industries. We went to the Mission. We were going to do some volunteering there.
The PD.
Yeah, we went to the PD. They get to be well-known to all of our officers in encounters throughout town. And, of course, riding our bike through town all summer, we're going to see every single one of them.
When I was growing up, my hometown had a thing called the Junior Explorer Program. Are you familiar with that?
We do have an Explorer Program.
Okay, yep. These aren't the same things.
This is totally different.
Okay.
Yep, our Explorer Program is running. That was also put on hold this year due to COVID. But, COVID or the Explorer Program would be probably the next step for John, being he's in high school now and a little bit too old for the Impact Academy.
Yeah, and then that way you can go ride along with a cop or a police officer. And the thing is, my hometown, we had an older officer, pretty large man, about this far from retirement, and he'd pull somebody over to give him a ticket, and he'd have the Explorer just go bring him the ticket.
Yeah. I don't know if we'd do that.
I think this is just such a great idea, especially our climate that we live in now, and just kids getting around, being around the officers and everything, and getting to see them as human beings and not this garbage that you keep seeing on TV and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And media.
I think having 5 SROs in town, that really helps with this. We're interacting with the kids from a very young age now. We're even going into the elementary schools, like I said. They're not scared. Back in the day, when we'd see a police officer in the schools, it meant someone was probably in trouble.
Oh, and now, you'd see a cop walk in the north door, you'd see 40 students run out the south door of my school back in the early 80s.
Right. And now they're getting in line to give us high fives and elbow bumps now, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Secret handshakes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's all about building the relationship with those students and the Grand Forks Public Schools has been so great to work with the police department, and it's just a great.
Guys like you, you're going to be the guys that these kids remember when they grow up. They're going to say, "Officer Farmer, geez, remember me?" And you're going to be, "I remember you."
Yeah, all of the volunteer work I did, it was all court ordered, so I could have probably used a program like this when we were younger.
Well, and the kids know that I also have a job to do. I'm not only there to be their buddy.
So sure,
they do need to follow the law and behave in school, but it's just another way for us to interact with these kids and to build a relationship in a positive way.
Absolutely. Now, I'm sure there's not a ton of funding available for you for this Impact Academy, and I would imagine that's where Rydell Car Wash comes in. And you've got a big event going on today. Tell us about that.
Today, the Impact Academy was chosen a few weeks ago as one of 4 recipients of the Rydell Car Wash Give Back event. So what that includes is today only, $1 of every car wash at either car wash locations in town will be donated to the Impact Academy.
All right,
so that's huge for us.
Okay, so there's one on South Washington. You also have the new one on Gateway.
Correct.
And you just go get a car wash, and you guys get a buck for every wash.
That's it. It's simple. And the free passes that you have on your car, those work too.
So you just
go through the car wash, and a buck is automatically given to us.
Okay, so if you have one of those on there, you don't even have to reach into your pocket.
Nothing.
And, that's the thing about Rydell. Man, they are a giving company. They've got the greatest staff out there. But you always read about Rydell and how much they give back to the community. And this does not surprise me one bit that they're teaming up with the Impact Academy.
Absolutely. No, it doesn't surprise you. And there were eight of us that were, there was a promotion put out on their Facebook page. Who would you like to see take part in this give back program? And we were selected by members of the community. So that's huge. Other than that, I don't know if you know this, but we're the recipients of the 2020 Rydell Car and Bike Show.
Oh, really? So
that one's even
that is huge.
Than this.
That is huge.
Unfortunately, that was canceled this year, just like almost everything else. Mm-hmm. But they have said that we are now the recipients of the 2021 Car and Bike Show.
Wow!
So that's coming up next September, and that's going to help our program a ton. Like I said, our budget zero.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing things like renting a bus to go to Park Rapids for the Character Challenge. That costs money from us. We're providing snacks throughout the day to these kids, drinks. You know, that's coming from volunteers, donations.
John, what would you tell to kids out there that might be watching this and were thinking about maybe trying to get in the Impact Academy? What would you tell these kids?
If you ever like have it cross your mind, you actually like sit there and you think about it, then just go for it. Let it happen. And like me, I was like, sure, whatever. And I signed the paper and I went and I ended up going a second year.
Yeah, yeah. And will this be your last year then? Or they give you the boot after two?
We'll see what happens. Being last year was canceled. There might be some exceptions, but mm-hmm. we'll see what happens here.
Yeah.
So it is an application process. Like I said, we're handpicking these 20 kids. So if 200 people apply, we're going to look for the 20 kids that we see would benefit from this most.
And how can they apply? How can they get an application?
Well, they can contact any of their school resource officers. If you go to our police department page or even Google Grand Forks Police Department Impact Academy, it's going to come up with our webpage. And my phone number's on there, my email, Officer Thor, her phone number, email. Get a hold of us. We're the one that run that. Any officer should be able to point you in the right direction.
Okay, and when is it, you know, if you apply, is there like a term? So when would they, if they apply now, when would they be in? Or is it just, it's kind of a revolving?
It's in the summer. Our dates are already picked. I don't have the dates in front of me. And
okay.
Officer Thor is going to yell at me for not knowing the dates. But it's in the summer. It's right when school gets out.
Uh-huh.
It's Monday through Thursday. So kids aren't missing out on their long weekends at the lake.
Mm-hmm.
We take the week of the 4th off typically. Give them that. And if kids need to go somewhere or they have summer school, we work around that.
Sure.
We're not going to deny somebody that we think would be benefit.
Okay. So a Monday through Thursday, how long does a typical day last?
It was 9 to 3. Yep, so we always had an event in the morning. We would go serve lunch at a park in town, and then we would do something in the afternoon, whether we were going to Choice Health and Fitness to work out or we were swimming at Elks Park.
Mm-hmm.
We do all sorts of things.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're not only just volunteering and maybe doing some work, but you also have a lot of fun, too.
Oh, absolutely. That's all we want to do is have mm-hmm. fun. Yeah, I mean, we'll mix in some safety plans in there and some lessons and the rights and wrongs of certain things, but... You know, that's while we're riding our bike to the park or we're on a city bus.
Yeah, you just bring it up when you see it happen.
Sure. And it's good to have people like you to talk to. I mean, you know, you find more and more, it seems like, and this might be a problem in the United States, it is, but more and more kids, it's like they're afraid to almost talk with their parents. To have somebody like you, especially being in the school and then getting to know you and then being with the Impact Academy, that's got to be some great, builds the kid's self-esteem too.
Absolutely. They know that I'm always there for them. They have my work cell number. They can call me, text me middle of the night if they want, if they just want someone to talk to. And like you said, sometimes it's not easy to talk to your parents about mm-hmm. certain things, but if they have a trusted adult in the school, whether it's me or a teacher, more than happy to talk. And we're so lucky in this community to have such a close-knit community. And we feel as the police department, we're part of that.
Okay, so now this Rydell Car Wash Give Back event goes on till what time tonight?
It's till close. What is that?
I think it's 9:30.
Yeah,
9:30.
Okay, yeah, it's all day today.
And at both of the Rydell Car Wash locations, so South Washington and Gateway Drive, $1 from every car wash, whether you have a pass or you're paying out of your pocket, goes to the Impact Academy. How did we ever find out about this anyway? Did I reach out to you or did you reach out to me? I don't remember. I think I saw it on Facebook.
I think Paul might have.
I think it's when we were in front of Kelly Elementary.
Yeah, we knew about the – yeah, but that's when I first found out about the Impact Academy. But do you guys do a lot of these type of fundraising things throughout the year?
Not many.
Okay.
You know, this is really the only one that I can think of. Rydell's reached out to us and asked if we would participate in this. And like John said, we had fundraisers in the Impact Academy. We had a car wash in front of our annex there on 17th. Made $900 and gave them out in $10 gift cards at Hugo's.
Yep.
But other than that, no, we're not really fundraising.
So the money you make, say even the money you make off of this Rydell Car Wash Give Back event, you don't just put it in an account or anything. You guys go out and spend it on the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's what this is all about. If, you know, of course our transportation is a big hurdle in this. So at some point we'd love to try to find some sort of transportation. But right now what that's paying for is, our buses that we rent to get to Park Rapids to pay for the Character Challenge course, which was one of your favorite deals, right?
That was,
what did you do in this Character Challenge course, by the way? I want to know more about this.
They'd get you all strapped up and ready to go, and they'd put you up in the trees, and you'd go like maybe 25, 50 feet in the air, and you'd try to hold on and go through and make this obstacle course, trying not to, you know, freak out.
Do you ever get scared doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have been terrified. Yes.
Yeah, it was something to test your confidence, and it was a team building event, so. Yeah. You know, two guys would climb up a 50-foot telephone pole and then stand at the top together. Of course, they're harnessed in. They're not going to get hurt. But,
yeah,
it was scary. It was
At the end, once you get down there, though, you just, I mean, you feel, like, unstoppable. It feels great.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because when you're on the ground, 50 feet doesn't look like much. But when you're 50 feet up, it looks like 500 feet. Kind of feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, John May Jr., I wish you all the best luck. Keep it going at Central, man. Hopefully you're going to keep moving up because I think you would be a perfect law enforcement official. Looking forward to maybe seeing you wearing some blue in the streets in a few years, okay? And for you, Jay, any time that you guys have got something going on, anytime there's something you want to get out there, make sure you get a hold of us too. And is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, I just appreciate that offer, and we'll definitely do that. No, this has been great. Appreciate you having us.
We need more guys around here like you two, by the way, and thank you for all the work you do.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Wow, that's pretty cool.
I apologize because our live feed is just garbage fire today.
Glitching out today.
But I'll be posting the recorded video again, so that won't have any type of lags or anything, and then also the audio with the podcast will be just fine. So
okay, good. We'll get it fixed, folks. Rydell Car Wash Give Back event number 3. The funds raised going to the Impact Academy till like 9 o'clock tonight, maybe 9:30. Both of the Rydell Car Wash locations on South Washington and on Gateway Drive. Tell you what, help out the Impact Academy, and thanks to Rydell Car Wash too, man. They're always stepping it up. Hey, special thanks going out to Do So Photography today. Man, Bobby takes some good pictures. You know what? If you're a senior in high school and you don't have that senior picture taken yet, you might still have some time. Last I heard, he's got some openings, but you need to hurry. Also does family portraits, business headshots, corporate pics, and he does it all. In fact, if you want to see some of the great pictures here at our Do So Photography Wall of Fame, got some great race car pictures, your favorite race car driver in the studio. You want to come and look at them? Take a look at them. That Mark Dobmeier metal picture is pretty cool. Tell you what, if you want to look the best, Do So Photography can do just that. Go to DoSoPhoto.com or call them up, 218-230-4325. We also would like you to become a Podbean Premium subscriber. You could win some free stuff. It's easy to do. You just go to your Play Store, you download Podbean, search GFBS, hit follow and buy premium, and you are all set. And we are now on Amazon Music, so make sure you tell your smart speaker to play GFBS Podcast. And we're looking for those 5-star reviews on Google, too. All right, let's see you tomorrow. Dave Waterman, back by popular demand with the Midwest Public Health Coalition. To mask or not to mask? That's the question. And make sure you like, share, and tag us. For GFBS, we're Grand Forks' best source, giving Grand Forks an identity again.